First time, long time. Welcome, Chef Baby, to the podcast.
You have not been formally introduced yet, but we wanted to break your boundaries by, you know, inviting you to the show with no intro. Hey.
Hi. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
I feel kind of special and shit.
Oh my God. Here we go.
I mean, you told me off camera to be extra. So this is what I'm doing. Did you not mean this right now?
That's a lie. I didn't pay nobody for no features. What is she talking about? Anyway, you will be thoroughly introduced to Chef Baby at a later date, but I had to bring her in to talk more boundaries because why not? Everybody's different. We all have our quirks, no's, yeses, hard no's, and you thoughts. So what do boundaries mean to you?
You also got to add in the, you tried it, and the, mm-hmm, I wish a motherfucker would.
Oh, that's all in there. That's like, yeah, it was implied. But if you prepare your boundaries correctly, that shouldn't even be a thought though, right?
Yeah. You would think that'd be the case, but there are two types of boundaries that I've realized are the hardest to control. It is the boundary that you have to set being a woman in America and then being a Black woman in America.
I knew it was coming.
I mean, you knew I had to set that off first.
But ain't no lies, though. Ain't no lies.
No. Boundaries to me are kind of things that, not kind of, are things that they're my foundation. So if I let myself run wild and let myself do anything and everything without having the moment to be like, hey, check yourself, check that's not okay, that's not what should be happening, then I'm not okay mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually, and so on.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's also what digs to people having, you know, addictions. And it might not be addictions to the basic stuff, like not basic, they're major, excuse me, but in the terms of what everybody knows, you know, alcohol, drugs, gambling, da da da. But you have addictions to like being a people pleaser to the point where you can't even please your damn self because you're like, I have to please everybody else. And when you get to you, you're like, you'll be fine.
That's a big fact. I told y'all, don't be forgetting yourself because you will. It's very easy to just look up one day and just wonder where the hell time went. And don't let it happen to you. This is your warning again. I feel like I say that every episode. Somehow, some way, it just slips in there. But yeah, that is very vital. Not only to prepare boundaries and enforce them for others, but for yourself as well. So for yourself, what would be... Give me your top three boundaries for self.
Ooh, my top three boundaries for self. They would have to be... No. Yes, and I can do this later. So I'll explain what I mean by that. So the first boundary that I set would be my no boundary. So that's when if I don't want to do something and it's like we were talking about in the beginning, a hard no, that's my no boundary. Instead of me being like, I mean, I don't, but I guess I'll do it. It's like, no, I'm not doing this. Like, for example, I was supposed to stay for another 14-hour shift today at work. And I was like, no, I'm not doing this.
I said no when I wasn't even there, so yeah.
Like, no, I'm not doing this. I told my boss, I'll be out of here. The latest you have me is 6:00. And he was like, oh, well, you know, if you work tonight and it gets busy, I'm like, I won't be here.
And it's a holiday. You know what? Anyway, no.
No.
That's exactly. The no pile. Boom.
That's the no. That's the no. The yes pile is stuff that I know that, you know, I want to do. I want to hang out with my friends. I want to come on this podcast and have a conversation. You know, I want to have a self-care day. I want to pop up an entire bottle of wine and drink it all by myself. That's my business. That's my yes pile. I'm going to do this. Yes, I'm going to go splurge and buy, you know, spend a week of eating fast food because I had a shitty week. I don't want to cook.
Man. It be like that. You got to get those rewards.
Period. And then you have the, I'll think about it or I'll focus on this later. It's the stuff that, you know, you got to do, but it may not be the right time to do it. So I knew years ago, I knew that I wanted to be in the position that I'm in now. You know, I just got promoted at my job to being the supervisor of a Houston branch company. Thank you.
Bow, 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 bow. Okay.
But years ago, that wasn't in the maybe later pile because I wasn't, you know, mentally ready. I wasn't emotionally ready. I was going through so much with life and family, you know, and people were like, well, isn't it the same thing? No, because my life and the life I have with my family are two different damn things.
Mm-hmm.
Life and family, that I knew I couldn't handle it. I knew that I would have broken down in some form or fashion. So the maybe later finally popped up. And now that maybe later is now in the yes pile. And I'm like, yes, pay me more money. Yes, treat me like the queen that I am. Yes, let me know that if I want to fire your ass on the spot, I can do that. Yes, I'll take
over. Somebody is power hungry out here. All right.
Not even power hungry. It's kind of the whole point of like, it's about damn time. You got too many people who don't want to see, again, I'm going to bring it back, especially women, but Black women especially.
You got to do power. It. Yeah, that's a fact.
Like now I'm the third in command when it comes to my job. It's my sous chef. It's my executive, my sous chef, and then it's me. Mm-hmm. So if you can't find them two, they come running to the Black girl. And it's like, oh, is it the same Black girl who spoke up for herself, had a quote-unquote attitude, was argumentative and aggressive? Yes. Guess what?
Here's
my child's birth control to do what I want. Now what you gonna say?
All them lies from above. Okay. Mm-hmm. I know they gave you hell when it came to even thinking of offering you the damn promotion, but you got it. So yeah, big things moving up.
Hell, they were trying to give me the promotion responsibility but no cash behind it, and I
that's
was like
fact. Okay, sidebar, don't fall for that. Do not fall for that, because if someone is out the gate all smiley in your face like, oh my god, we have a position and it'll be perfect for you and it's doing all of these things plus what you do right now, no title change, no nothing, here's 50 cents. You gonna do it?
No.
Like, why would I? Like, especially if you're basically trying to, like, outsource and eliminate the need for hiring another body, which is what they like to do in those types of situations. Mm. Don't do that. Literally a sidebar. I know your worth, whatever, blah, blah, blah. It's work. Sorry, people, but all we do is work in life, unfortunately.
But see, you just talked about a whole nother boundary. You got to set that boundary to know your worth. That's a boundary. Fact. Setting your boundaries so people don't want to walk all over you and step over
that's
you and be
fact.
Like, well, I know she going to do this. I know she going to do what I ask her to do.
Yeah. At work, people have the confidence and the audacity at the same level to just feel like they can roll over you with ease. It's so wild. So, bringing me to my next question. How do you present your boundaries to others?
Oh, let's see. It was a long process. It was a long process because at first I didn't know how to even present my boundaries to myself. I didn't understand what they were. So once I figured out, like, hey, it's okay to say no, then I started presenting it in not an aggressive way, but more of a way of like, this is what it is. I'm going to give it to you, you know, meat, potatoes, veggies, and a slice of cake. If you can't handle that, I'm just going to punch you in the face and see what happens.
That's how she got the promotion. But
oh, we can go through that story. That's exactly how I got it. Like, 100%, hey, yeah. But it was the whole aspect of I had to understand that telling somebody no wasn't the end-all be-all.
Right.
So a great example would be I had an old mentor that we used to be, I mean, thick as thieves. Like, but I was in my 20s, she was in her 40s, but I've always had, you know, older friends. And when I was a bad time in my life, I depended on her for everything. I was like, no, I'm going to hang out with her. I'm going to do this. You know, to the point where I was coming out of physical financial pocket just to make sure that our friendship still gained. Like, we went out and I was paying for everything. I was driving everywhere. Mm-hmm. And then I got older and the pandemic hit. I didn't talk to her for like a year. And I realized I was like, my life still kept moving. I still had a job. My family was still okay. My health was crap, but it wasn't her fault, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so we got back in touch, and I had realized, like, I don't have to go and I'm quoting you now, shuck and jive for this woman to have a friendship.
Hey, listen, you have to do that shit in front of the fucking audience, all right? Probably like, yo, she's a second jive in real life. I do. Shut up. I really do. You do. See how, like, it. How much I'm against it? Like, don't do it. See?
No.
Influence.
Right. So I was like, no. So I set a boundary with her where I was just like, I will respond when I'm ready. Because there was a time where I was texting her and I wouldn't hear back for 2-3 months. And I was like, okay. Oh,
wow.
Now, so if I'm busy, you're not going to hear back from me. So she, every time she messaged me, she wants something. Uh-huh.
Yeah,
the last time he was like, oh, I'm moving. Can you help me? I deleted the fucking message.
Oh, no.
Not
after all that time, you want me to help you move? You don't move out of my damn text messages?
So that was one of the ways I, you know, distributed that. A positive way that I distributed was, like, at my job. So my food and beverage director thought that he was going to ask me for a favor and I wasn't going to ask for my coin.
Child.
And he wanted to get upset and be like, oh, well, you know, you just said no and shot me down and everything else like that. And I was like, because you're asking me to do more work than I'm already doing. I'm already working 6 days straight. I'm already working 12-hour days. You know, I'm here early, they're late. You know, I'm here more than you and you get paid more than I do and you have more responsibility than I do.
Child, so cue the dramatics.
Cue the crocodile tears. Cue the, oh, I worked 3 months straight during the pandemic. So did I. So did I. At a different company, but so did I. I worked with, you know, sickness. I worked with COVID. Yeah. I worked with meningitis. I worked with pneumonia.
Literally.
So, wait, was what working.
What was he trying to prove with that?
That he's an old white man that's like the crypt keeper, and I'm supposed to feel sorry for his old decrepit ass. I don't.
Yo.
Like, hello, Clary head ass. No.
This is a fact. Like, what did he think? You know what? Why even break down what he thought? Because he did thought. That was a you thought moment. Okay. Boom. We're clear on that.
So he thought, oh, I'm asking her for a favor. She's going to do me a good favor and do me a solid. So the entire conversation was, well, the chef is out for back surgery because my executive just got back from back surgery. He's doing well. And he was like, well, we want to get the new menu out. And, you know, you talked about how you have specials, you know, in your phone and you really want to, you know, show off what you can do.
Yeah.
I did that when I was trying to apply for the exec position. I didn't get it. So I took my specials back and hid them back in my phone.
Oh, then keep them on tuck. That's a fact.
So he was like, yeah, I think you and, you know, your coworker and your sous chef should all get together once a week and make a special. And I was like, yeah, are we gonna get compensated for this though? And he was like, no. And I was like, well, the answer is no. And he was just like, oh, just like that. And I was just like, yeah, anything else? And he was like, no, obviously, I guess we're done here. And I'm like, great, I have work to do, bye. And then the following day he was like being real, you know, I'm not gonna say bitchy because it was worse than being bitchy.
Yeah, you know, it, like, go on.
You know when you in high school and like you have the bomb hot Cheetos and that greedy bitch always be like, oh, let me get one. You tell her no. And she's like, oh, I can't have one. You it was like that.
They ask for one and they come out with like a whole paper plate. How did you even get that from in school?
Right. So he was acting very like I'm not gonna really say anything to you. So he wanted to have a conversation with me and was like, oh, well, I just felt like, you know, you cut me off too quickly. And I was like, no, you expected me to do something that should be giving me more money for free because you wanted me to do you a favor, but you haven't done me any favors in return. Because I've done you a lot of favors because you lost an executive chef and I stepped up. I could have just stayed the same, done my 8 hours and let you fall and crumble.
Peace out. That's right. And I wouldn't even consider what he should be doing you favors at that point. He should be looking out, like being an actual advocate, especially when it comes to work and somebody that is over you as your supervisor, direct report, whatever. Any of that nonsense that you want to say, like when it comes to someone going above and beyond, you see that in that person, you obviously experienced it, you clearly trust them enough to come to them with this type of assignment or project. Why not make things better for them on their end? To me, it just seems like simple math, but I feel like when supervisors are in that position, they love just taking advantage.
Well, they do. They do. And the funny you said math. So this is how our math is, you know, 2 + 2 = 4, right? Our math is 5 + 5 = 10. Our math is 10 + 10 = a is 20. That's a dub in some people's language. His math is 2 + 2 = fish.
Yeah, who is this man?
That's his logic. This is the man that is so used to people being yes men to him.
Yeah. That,
I mean, I'm going to toot my own horn for about 10 seconds. When a boss bitch stepped up and said no, he lost his mind.
He was not ready. He was not ready.
He was like, did you just tell me no? And I was like, I did. I did tell you no. Is that a problem? And he was like, people don't tell me no. And I was like, I guess I'm not people then.
What? Oops. People don't tell me no. Anyway. Chuck, okay. Clearly, you got the promotion. So through that fight, and I don't even know what he thought he was doing, trying to make it seem like he could get over on you, but no, you're not the one. What a goofy.
All thanks to boundaries, because if I wouldn't have had the mindset to have a boundary to know my worth and to know what was a you tried it moment, I probably would have fell for the trap and been like, sure, boss, I'll go ahead and work 10 times harder than I already do and still make some amount of money. Like, yeah, you know, I'll do it, boss. Just don't sell me to mass. Like,
there it is. There it is. I'm telling you, listen, when it comes to work, know your worth. Know your value to that company. Don't show all your hands at once. Just how Chef here had her secret menu items that she made up when she went for a higher position. Oh, what happened to those? What are you talking about? You don't show your hand to anybody. Because he could have just took those and took them and ran with them. But at the same time, it's like, know when to show your card. So when you're in a position to be in power or to enforce your power because they trust you and they just don't want to lose you and they're afraid to say so, because companies are just weird when it comes to valuing employees and actually saying that and telling them this. This is why a lot of people do not feel like their companies give a damn about them, frankly. So yeah, do that if you are a higher up. Tell your employees you love them or not. Not that you love them, because as an HR, you know, that might be a whole thing, but tell them you value them. Just, it's the simple things like that that'll keep morale up. But for the most part, you have to know when to go in and show your hand because you are trying to get somewhere. And then when you're at that place, hey, here's some items that I want to do for a special menu. Boom.
I agree wholeheartedly. But I will say one thing though. You probably gonna have to tell me that you love me in the most respectful way, because there's two talking about, oh, yo, I appreciate you. How much you appreciate me? Do you love me? You gonna give me a Christmas gift? No? Well, just then I don't wanna hear it.
Is this appreciation come with a compensation? A little couple change on the check this week? Like, what's going on? What's the appreciation looking like? A couple days off?
If you ain't being like a hood nigga and slapping a 20 in my hand to my pass by you, I don't want to talk to you.
Just something. Like, ooh, companies be getting away with murder. Like, whew. Like I said before, I don't remember what episode this was, but everybody's grossly underpaid. So yeah, just keep that in the back of your mind while you're working. You're working towards something, obviously, not just to be a damn robot in a machine, but you are worth something. If your boss ain't gonna tell you, I'll tell you that. Boundaries, people.
I don't know about y'all, but hearing that I'm worth something from G herself, I feel like I could take over the world. I could be president, y'all.
I'm about to be the president. You gotta, what, how many months to campaign up? You better announce your, you know, you running.
Gee, I'm not old enough, remember? You're gonna be like in your phone.
Gotta be an old man. Like, nah. I mean, well,
I'm like, are you almost dying? Now you can run for
president. Whoa, my God. Child, we should, you know what? Politics. Ooh.
That's a dangerous topic.
That's a very dangerous topic in my mouth, child. Let me, okay. Mm-mm. And scene.
Yo. That's them like long night conversations in the car with the music on jazz, like real low, but you can still hear the words. You'd be like, yo, let's have this conversation.
I cannot.
Yes, you're saying the company's getting away with murder. So it's funny. All I know is there are people out there that would rather do one grand gesture a year as opposed to doing right by their employees every single month. That's my story.
Okay, so you talking about the good old Scrooge Christmas bonus type thing once a year.
Yeah, I usually pay
you. You know what? That is very true. Thinking about like the organizations and places I've worked. Yeah. People tend to get very cheerful and generous toward the holidays. Okay.
I'm gonna need you to be cheerful and joyous in the middle of August.
I need you to do that year round, okay?
I'm gonna need five,
not just for December to remember.
I'm gonna need that January through December.
That's a fact.
And extra on February for obvious reasons.
Hello? So do you stick to your boundaries? Why or why not?
See, I would love to be like, yes, gee, I'm perfect. Like, I don't ever defer from my boundaries. Like you're looking at like the perfect person on the planet. Hell yeah.
Feel free. So I can tell you, you lying.
Hell yeah, I defer from my boundaries. And the crazy part is, I know exactly when it happens. Because at first I'm like, oh, I got it. Oh, I got it. And then that one act happened and my whole body is like, check yourself.
Yep.
Check yourself. And I'm like, damn, okay. All right. All right, I got this. Let me bring it back. Let me bring it back and get myself centered and everything else like that. Like that recently happened. I was all I do is work. So all my stories revolve around work, but I was overworking myself. I was doing too much and I wasn't using my no boundary. I wasn't using my I'll come back to this later boundary. Everything was just yes. My body was like, "Hey, we're breaking down over here." And I'm just like, oh good, we got this. Then I got home one day and I couldn't move my toes and my back gave out. My back was like, okay, since you're not gonna figure out you're losing control, I'm just gonna make sure I can't get up and you can't get up to work.
We're gonna shut you down.
Like, okay. And I was like, I can still move. And my back was like, okay, bet. And so I sat up and screamed in pain because my back literally did not let me move an inch in my bed. And I was like, all right, I want to sit my black behind down here and just rest a little bit. Okay.
Dang.
Okay.
Yeah, listen to your body, please. Don't be overworking for these companies that, again, your position will exist if you are there or not. Please take time for some damn self-care and rest, because literally, like, you ain't at your best if you don't rest. And I did not mean to rhyme. I'm sorry.
Bars.
Oh my God. I did not do that on purpose, but you know what it is. It sounds better when it rhymes. Take it, you know, take with it what you will, but period. Get your rest. Don't be burning the midnight oil, down in like 8,000 Red Bulls to stay up just to go to work. Body just broken just to show up. And do what?
Have them leave early.
You pass out at work, then what's going to happen if you pass out at work?
They better not call the ambulance with a high bill. You better let me do what?
Not you crawl into the emergency room, yo.
Better call my daddy or something. Don't call the ambulance.
I can't feel my legs.
I'm not paying that. That's your chick. I'm broke as it is. You think I'm going to pay that bill? Not.
Just put me on the scooter and point me in that direction. I'll be fine.
Yeah. Yes, I'll throw coffee in my face. I'll drive myself. Like, I'm not doing that.
Health, wellness, that is a very important factor on why you should stick to your boundaries. And it's kind of like, oof. I can't even say it's like a self-check because it just happened. Like, it just, your body.
Mm-hmm. Am I allowed to ask?
Are you allowed to ask me questions?
Yes.
Hell no, I'm joking.
She's like, no, this is my podcast.
You thought this was. Sure, if you'd like.
She's like, hard no, boundary set in that. Ha ha, take that.
The boundary is, I'm here asking the questions and you're answering them. Okay, all right. Yeah. No, feel free.
Okay, so if you had to put your boundaries in three words or less, what would they be?
Three words or less?
Three words or less. And let's do five, because boundaries are extensive.
My indecisive ass. Hold up. If I had to put my boundaries in five words or less,
mm-hmm.
It's funny because the way I broke it down in the initial episode was by my key elements for self. Okay. I could just repeat those just to reinforce, because you know, if you didn't listen to the episode, you need to, because why are you here and not listening to the first episode? Hello. Anyway, I'm gonna use those three. So my first key element for self was time. Okay. Because hello, I feel like everybody's time is valuable. Mine, yours, ours, everybody's collectively. Don't waste it. Use it how you would like to, of course. Make the most of it. My second element was communication. Hello, like we're talking right now. It's literally unavoidable. In order to make it through life, you have to be able to communicate with people. And the better the level you communicate, the more successful your outcome will be. I swear I don't sound like a self-help book all the time, but it just is what it is sometimes. It just sounds like that. It comes out that way. Not on purpose. And my last element would be respect. You literally have to respect others, treat others how you want to be treated, as well as yourself. Because if you don't respect yourself, are you putting yourself in the best position for others to treat you with respect? And if you're not, get it in order. But yeah, I would say that, yeah, that's how I tend to think of it. But I do like the buckets that you had, the no, yes, and then the maybe pile, because I feel like I could employ that by, I don't want to say saying no more, because I need to. I wish, let me not lie. I can say no more. But then what I do like is the maybe, because the maybe isn't necessarily a no, I'm never going to do this again. It's more so like a reevaluation piece. So like, maybe I'm not able to do something right now, but I can come back to it whenever, you know? So I like that. I'm going to steal yours and that'll be six. Boom. There you go.
Love it.
You got your five.
Love it. Oh, nice. See, I love the switch. I love the switch of the ideas, because that one, that's how you get more. I was going to say intrusive. I was saying intuitive to your own boundaries.
What are you trying to do here?
Can I ask you some questions?
Not anymore.
That was a good question. I'm sorry.
It was great.
I feel like, because now I see what you mean when you said the time, because it's like, my time is valuable, but it's also not like, everyone's like, oh, time is money. It's not even just that.
No,
my
exactly.
Time myself. Like, if I don't take time to make sure that I have time to do what I want to do.
Yeah.
What is the point?
That's a fact. And for somebody that, let me not say I plan on my day from like A to Z every 5 minutes, it has like something in my damn to-do list. No, I like to have an idea of what the hell is going on. And if I don't have an idea, or if it's just like built within spontaneity, I'm gonna start struggling. If I have an idea of like, okay, cool, we about to record today. All right, when? The evening works for me. See, that's cool enough for me. I don't need specifics or, you know, down to the minute, like I'm going to be there at 9:30 p.m. Be there, be square. If you can provide that, cool. If not, you know, I'll just check with you later and then we'll just do it that way. But if it's just left up in the air and I don't have any concept of time, that's when you'll probably start to like, well, you won't see me panicking because I don't do that. But I'll just probably ask you a bunch of questions so I can get my like answer and comfort from knowing that it'll be done in this time.
Sorry, when you said I don't panic, it made me think of like past conversations we've had about certain things. And hello. I was like, those motherfuckers panic for real.
Bruh. Ain't no, but like, hello? That's a different conversation, but soon come.
No, that's a boundary right there. That's a hard
boundary.
That's a hard boundary. That's a bro. I'm good.
Ew, I can't.
It got to the point where I think you and I were talking about it. We both were like, okay, can this be the last conversation? I was like, oh, thank God, because I have nothing else to give to.
Exactly. I have nothing left to give. Like, this is it. That's it. It's a wrap.
Get it all out now, because this is it. I'm done. And then something else happened. I was like, damn it. Okay, what else? Still a hard no, but I'm still nosy and want to know the situation.
That's a fact. Like, even if I'm not involved, I still want to know what the fuck's going on. Like,
because I don't want to be out the loop when I look stupid and be like, do you know about this? No, I didn't. I want to be like, no, tell me what you know so we can compare notes.
There it is. Exactly.
I want to compare notes.
That's a fact.
I want to compare notes. I have another question if you don't mind me asking.
Sure.
Have you ever had a moment where you had a boundary, you set it, and something happened where you had to switch your boundary immediately? So like a simple thing would be like, I'm staying on my diet completely. I'm doing salad and chicken. Seasoned chicken, by the way. We don't want to do seasoned chicken. Put out that. And then all of a sudden it was like, hey, you know, we going out to so-and-so, come through. And you were like, I've been craving that. My boundary was no, but now I'm just like, yeah, I got a few dollars, let's go. Like, have you ever had to like switch real quick? And it did end up working out in your favor.
I'm not even going to relate it to food because I feel like diet. What? Ain't no fucking diet. Like, I just crave whatever the hell. But, like, me indecisively, if I'm at a restaurant, I'll be like, oh, I wanted this, but now I want this because I saw this. So, like, yeah, that happens all the time. But to relate it to my profession, work, of course. Okay. As a creator, designer, artist, all of the things. You are constantly on pivot. So people look to you as the expert of your craft, of course. So not only do they come to you because they trust you, they trust your work. So without it being said, like if I offer a solution, which is typically, let's say, 3 different solutions for a problem that they have. Let's think logos here, people. I'm trying to talk to you visually so you can walk with me. So I'll provide a proof of one for sure that I know you should pick based on the you know, industry standards, branding, guidelines, all the rest of that. Second one, still will have my influence in it, of course, but it'll be more so like, here's what you asked for. Third or fourth will typically be a wild card or something that is more like explorative. Based on what you asked me, of course. So now, if, you know, we're in the revision stage, we're going back and forth or whatever, you come back and say, oh, I like what you did here. Let's say it's for the one that I created that I think they should pick or go with. But can we infuse the elements of 2 and 3 here? Sure. I'm not going to be like, no, you need to pick mine because that's it. Like, I have to have that flexibility and malleability when it comes to design or art or whatever, because sometimes my solution is not the best. And even that can be revised to be improved upon. You know what I mean? It's not always just one answer. That's just what it is. This looks best because I went to school. Like, nah, no. Nobody's perfect. I don't pretend to be. So if you present something to me that I didn't think of, and then I can use that to like key up what I'm doing, hell yeah, I'm listen. So that's when I'm more so flexible with like my boundaries. There's no like a hard set when it comes to design and art and stuff. I feel like that's fluid anyway within itself. So
thanks.
Good question.
Yeah. I also realized I'd be scrolling a little bit too much on certain apps because when you said I didn't think of that, all I thought of was I was out niggered. I was out niggered. I was like, damn.
Yo, I can't. Cause this is why I scroll. I have my 5 scroll quote, like, whoop, whoop, whoop. Okay, I'm done. Let me log off this damn app. Cause if not, I'm going to be on that app for like days watching videos.
I can't. I try. And you see like a good cooking video.
I or hate it. Funny. Or you, one of your favorite creators just dropped a bunch of videos. And I'm just like, I can't. I want to watch all of these, but I shouldn't.
It's bad. And then you have like people sending you stuff And like, I was sending you like massive videos. And that's, I was like, she's even watching them. And then you came back like, I can't watch them all in one day. And I'm like, watch up. That's
right. No, because, listen, if you send me videos, I'm not going to watch them all in one sitting. First of all, yeah, I could. But if I just make those little moments for laughter peaceful for me, I feel like, okay, let me come back to this video so I can laugh. And if it ain't funny, we're going to have a problem. Be sending me an unfunny video.
When have they not been funny? Unless they were
in. Listen, this message ain't for you. So, hello.
They've either been funny or they've been for information.
That's a fact. That's a fact. Very informative and helpful. Not just like kiki, haha. These are just dumb jokes that everybody's doing on TikTok now. Like, no, you send facts too. So again, this message is not for you.
By that, because like you ain't gonna call me out.
No. Your curation of the shares are you? No problem. I have no problem with the type of content that you share with me.
Sure, because I was gonna set a hard boundary. Like, I mean, we could dish this out.
I'm gonna just stop sharing stuff then. Okay, bet. Me too. Like, what the hell? What just happened here?
I said to you,
we're building. I cannot. Okay. And now to wrap up the episode, I have one last multiple choice question that I did ask the audience, and I'm very curious to see what your thoughts are. What is the most difficult factor when setting boundaries? A, saying no. B, establishing boundaries. C, confronting oversteps. Or D, placing others' boundaries above your own.
Ooh. Can I say all of the above? Because that...
I did not say E. You tried it. Surprise.
Jesus. See, that for me, that's a hard question to answer because it literally depends on...
The situation?
Yeah. Because depending on certain people, it's the saying no. Depending on other things, it's the, oh, my overstepping. On something, it's like setting the actual boundary itself. And then it's just myself. I think for me, personally, the hardest part about setting boundaries is, I would have to say it's saying no. And you probably would have the whole aspect of like, well, that should be the easiest part. No. Because it's not saying no to other people that's always the hard part. Sometimes the hardest part is saying no to me. Damn. Because I'm like, no, you can't keep doing this and it's going to be a problem. And in my head, you know, I got the, why not? I know I can handle it. Yeah. But here is going to be a basic idea of what's going to happen in the future.
Yeah.
And until I get that unchecked with me, like, no, like, let's do better. I'm going to keep fighting this battle of, you know, and back and forth that I'm clashing against myself. And, you know, no matter what you're setting boundaries in life, personal, work, you know, mental health, emotional, even just doing daily stuff. That's that battle, that back and forth with yourself. And that's the hardest thing to overcome, because if you can't get through to you, you can't get through to anybody else.
Look at, I'm such a good teacher. Did you hear that? Wait, I'm gonna play it again. Listen.
Because if you can't get through to you, you can't get through to anybody.
That was beautiful. Amazing. And you wanted to say E, all of the above. Get out of here.
Wait, I mean, it's true, but I mean, I thought about it.
No, it's so difficult, my life.
No, that was perfect. Because saying no, yeah, it's way more loaded than just, you know, okay, no, or maybe, or I'll get to that later. Like, nah, you really have to check yourself when it comes to stuff like that. Because I feel like the no effect kind of trickles down to other things. And it's not just a simple, direct answer. Like, there is so much involved when it comes to saying no that you have to consider.
It's never a simple no, because you have, because then all of a sudden the no's go to, well, why am I saying no? Well, why is this? Why? Then it's not even why am I saying no? It's why are you saying no like that? What do you mean? Why is your no that tone? Why is your no got a lot, like a neck roll to it? Like, excuse me?
What? Like, this is a text message. What are you talking about?
Why the O looks smaller than usual?
Why you typing like that? What? Where's the punctuation? I'm sorry?
Where's the comma? Like,
ew, get out of here.
That said no? Yeah, but you didn't say no, but you just said no. Like you mad or something? Like you having a bad day? Like, maybe? But why are we I said
bro,
no.
The way people read into it is just like, that's a whole nother section of the no. It's just, ugh. It's never just a simple, okay, I accept your no, and then keep it moving.
Oh, 100%. Or my favorite part is the no is the no. Oh, okay, well, I'll remember that when you ask me a question.
Oh, it's gonna my be God. No. What is that passive aggressive nonsense? Like, who asked for that? Ew. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Like, you came into this with this type of energy? And, like, if I say yes, are you going to reciprocate in the same fashion? Like, oh, since you said yes, I'm going to remember that next time you need something, I'm going to do it. Like, no, you're not. Why be nasty?
Oh, period. But you got to remember, when you say yes, see, when you say no, they shut it down, right? It's like, okay, well, no, F you, then da da da. So if I said, hey, G, let me borrow a dollar. You're like, oh, okay, cool. All of a sudden, that dollar is going to turn into, let me get two then. All right. Let me get five. I'm not talking about personally, because I mean, I never see money. We're not going to put that out there in the world. Like, oh, she be begging. She don't. No, clear that.
But that's typically how it goes, like in those types of situations. You're not wrong.
Oh, well, she wouldn't be well, let me get 10 though. I mean, now you're pushing it. Wow, I'm not pushing it. You were able to give me 5.
What happened last week? You was able to do it before. Like, phew. Oof, oof.
What I do with my boundaries is my business and my business alone. Your boundaries. Business is what I do. And grow.
People really be trying it out here.
Oh, they do. They do. But I think if I have to say the best quote I've ever thought of when it comes to boundaries is set a boundary to set a boundary. Because if all you right. don't all start.
Right. All you right. Say, who are you? Who is this person? What?
Set a boundary to set a boundary.
You're not wrong. Yeah. You are not wrong by any means. Because it takes work. What we're getting down to when it comes to these shares and different perspectives when it comes to boundaries is that there's no right or wrong way to do stuff. We're just offering insight for creating them and navigating your way through boundaries because, I mean, we have the special sauce when it comes to ourselves, of course, but we can just give you advice when it comes down to it.
That special sauce with that Lowry's. That's all you get now. Only secret you're getting is the Lowry's. That's it.
Put the Lowry's in there. The Lowry's.
And I don't know why people be like, oh, you know, you think you're so special. And do.
And am.
What's the problem?
Yeah, I mean,
what's so special about you?
What? Those are those always have something to say type people. Like, I can't. I cannot.
But you have something to say that's never important. Or
not
never
valid at all. Yeah.
At all.
Just to say.
Mm-mm. Like you and I talk about, hey, you want to go to, I always bring up food because I'm hungry. You and I about to go to Popeyes and get a two-piece. Well, what about we go to Jack in the Box? Who brought that up? We
just
said
say you wanted Jack in the Box then. Like, what? Were you even,
Why are you hating on Jack in the Box? Why are you in my business? This is an A-B conversation.
Well, why did you even say anything about Jack in the Box before? Okay.
First of all, where'd you come from? You was asleep in the corner. How'd you wake up because you heard who?
I can't. That wraps up this segment of Boundaries, the shorty edition with Chef Baby. Tell the people where they can find you.
It was a pleasure. You can find me on Instagram. I have my little cooking page. It's Day Day's Catering, DaysDa. I'm lying. I said that wrong. It's Day.
Clearly, she doesn't know what her Instagram is. It'll be in the description box.
Didn't you say I was hungry?
Could you? Right. Clearly.
You expect me to be able to understand that when I'm hungry? Like, come on.
She can't spell people is what I'm trying to get at, you know.
Oh, now we're going to put a boundary about that.
Right. Put some boundaries on it, hooked on phonics. But it's okay because you came today. Appreciate you for pulling up to El Estudio to record. Of course, be on the lookout for, of course, coming down the... You know what? Yeah, we're going to do a creator vibe mode for you whenever you're ready. Because I know you have things you want to work on and debut. So we're going to try to like cue it up at the same time.
Works for me.
That's like your formal introduction, like rather than just being featured. Like literally an episode featuring yourself.
Oh.
And what you got going on.
Oh, yes. I'll get to know about moi. Me.
Mm-hmm. That's a fact.
Mm-hmm. What did that girl say? Oh, it's all about me.
Oh my god. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And my non-selling having ass.
Well, yeah, that too.
Oh, rude. Rude. So rude. I can spell when I have food in my system. That I just don't
right doesn't now. Even make sense. What?
So you're telling me that you haven't gone to a meeting with a headache and you're hungry and you'd be like, I can't.
I'm not going into a meeting hungry because I know I'm going to yell at somebody. Like, what?
Exactly. What?
I'm not going to be listening. I'm going to be thinking about food. My stomach's probably going to be on. So, no, that's not a good combination.
It's not. But I wanted to make sure that I came and supported and came and had a little conversation about boundaries because I know me. Once I smack on this food, I'm about to pass.
Well, my boundary would be if this was a virtual meeting, turning the Zoom camera off and eating and on, you know, mute. So
they'd be like, are you no, I'm not there, Chef.
I'll unmute for sure. You gonna get a camera? I'm doing something real quick. I'll be on camera shortly.
Shortly is never.
That is a fact. But we have 5 minutes left in our meeting. Pop up on cam. Hi, guys.
Hey, sorry. I was having technical difficulties.
My camera, ooh. I swear today, it just wasn't.
Crazy. Oh, it's going out again. Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
Peace.
Holla, peace out. You know, peace, love, and chicken grease.